الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أما بعد، my dear respected brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. In our last night's Taraweeh, the Imams recited the 16th juz, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said regarding Maryam عليه السلام بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فأتت به قومها تحمله قالوا يا مريم لقد جئت شيئا فريا يا أخت هارون ما كان أبوك امرأ سوء وما كانت أمك بغيا. صدق الله العظيم. They said, O Maryam, you certainly have done a thing unprecedented. O sister of Harun, your father was not a man of evil, and know your mother was unchaste. Living in a society where people thrive of gossip and hearsay, a society where accusations are stronger than facts, gossip is stronger than facts, and lies are stronger than truths. It is a very shallow society, and no wonder why tabloid, reality TV, and insights into people's personal lives have become mainstream entertainment. We must reflect upon this verse on two accounts. Firstly, the net result of such a shallow society will inevitably lead to gossip and slander. Secondly, what should be the Muslim response when we get slandered? Our response should not be to lower ourselves to those who slander. Rather, our response should be to put facts before fiction, to put truth before falsehood, and to put proof before charisma. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show us the truth clearly so that we can follow it. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show us falsehood clearly so we can abstain from it. Allahumma ameen wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.